This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Alabama Turfgrass Association. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode of Alabama Turfgrass, we feature an article titled, A Career in Review, Philip Hindman, written by Mike Hess. For the last 42 years, Philip Hindman has served the golf community in both sales and as a golf course superintendent. 24 of those years were dedicated to sales, which trumped the 18 years spent as a superintendent. This is surprising because originally Philip had no desire whatsoever to pursue a career in sales. It's ironic because he was one of the first ever sales reps for Harrell's outside of the state of Florida. After he graduated from Mississippi State in 1979 with a degree in landscape architecture, Philip worked at a golf course in his hometown of Louisville, Mississippi, before moving to Arkansas to rebuild a golf course from the ground up. He stayed in Arkansas for the following 2 years and then moved to Northport, Alabama, where he was superintendent of Indian Hills Country Club for 11 years. Shortly after resigning from Indian Hills, Philip began working with a company called Goldkist, which was shortly bought out by Southern States. Philip worked alongside a sales rep named Bob Dyer about 85% of the time. Bob ended up leaving Goldkist to start his own sod farm and asked Philip to take his place as a sales rep. Philip remembers responding, "Bob, I have no desire to be a sales rep." However, he did step into that role, and little did he know this would launch a very successful career. Bob Dyer met Jack Carroll Jr. at a nursery show in Georgia. At the time, Jack was looking for two sales representatives to be the first expansion out of the state of Florida for Harrell's. Bob knew that Philip would be a great fit for the other sales position. As Philip recalls, "Bob called me and asked if I was happy at Southern States. I said, 'Well, no, not particularly.' So he said he would get Jack to call me." He continued, "In the interview, he said he would need me to come to Lakeland to meet Jack Carroll Sr. Jack Jr. flew both Bob and I down there. We met Jack Sr., who welcomed us to the Harrell's family. I've been with Harrell's ever since." Philip was hired by Harrell's in September of 2000 as one of our first two sales reps outside of the state of Florida. It has been a phenomenal experience with this company, and I couldn't have asked for a better experience. The Harrell's family is a great group of people, and like I tell everyone all the time, I can't think of another company I'd rather work for. Just good people with integrity. Philip said, hands down, the thing which kept him at Harrell's for his latter 21 years in the industry were the incredible people he worked with and how the company held all of them in such high regard. Jack has really surrounded himself with some truly key individuals that just set the company on the right path. It's a good, sound company. They put their money where their mouth is and let their faith guide them. It's incredible to see how they manage the company and how they support their people and truly believe in them. Stepping into this new stage of life, Philip plans to do more of what he loves with those he loves. He and his wife will do some traveling, visit their two daughters, and spend much more time with their grandbabies, and maybe even go on a few mission trips along the way. He also looks forward to spending more intentional time doing his favorite hobbies, especially hunting. Overall, Philip is overwhelmingly thankful for all the love, support, care, and development he has received over the years from the Harrell's family, and he's ready for what comes next. It's been a great ride, but I'm excited for this new chapter. Philip is a longtime member and supporter of the Alabama Turfgrass Association and has been present at most of the ATA roadshows and conferences over the years. We will miss Philip, but wish him the best in his retirement. Don't miss an episode of Alabama Turfgrass. You can subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.